This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, let me just get into it.
Yeah, just get into it. What's up?
You know what, DZ? Don't look at me like that. He's just staring at me like, what?
What?
Say it.
I'm about to fold my arms. Spit it out. What? What? As a matter of fact, I ain't even going to talk. Mic off.
Okay, so am I the jerk for being the only one on the on-air staff to not take the CPR class yesterday? Because, hear me out.
Uh-huh.
DZ and I are the only two in this studio 99% of the time.
Correct.
In fact, we're the only two in this building sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes our friends are on vacation on the other morning shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just us. So when they sent out the email that said, we're going to be doing CPR training for anyone that wants to learn. Right?
Yeah. You
Is
can
that
get
what the email said?
It was for official CPR certification. Correct. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You get the license and everything.
And I haven't done that since I took like a babysitting class when I was like 12.
Right.
Fair. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And DZ goes, you taking it? And I
go, going?
No. Why would I take that? And DZ goes, well, I'm taking it. And I go, okay, cool. Good story, bro.
It's a good thing to do, you know? I just thought,
Did every air staff person take that but me yesterday?
You and one other.
Because, yeah,
for mornings at least.
Well, I heard everybody in the conference room as I was leaving.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, there are actually a lot of people in there and they're having fun right now and I'm leaving. And if anything happens to DZ, this is why I'm wanting to know if I'm the jerk. When you only the two of you are working alone.
I see where this is going.
If I need CPR, you know how to give it to me.
I could save your life.
You could save my life.
Mm-hmm.
But me.
You got to go find somebody.
I got to call 911.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was part of the CPR training. We still call 911, Allie. Had you been there to help save my life in case anything were to happen, you would have known.
You guys, am I the jerk for not taking CPR knowing we're the only two together most of the time at work? And if anything happens to DZ, I do not know CPR. It's pretty selfish.
It's pretty selfish.
And I was giggling about it, but like, no, really, you guys.
No,
like,
for real?
No,
for
really. Think about it. Two people, both offered CPR training, work alone all the time.
Yeah.
Only one takes it. I did not.
Am I the jerk?
I mean, I know it's going to help you in life in general.
Sure.
And honestly, I should feel bad just because what if I'm out and about? But then again, I think, you know what? I've been on this earth 40 years. Nobody's ever needed CPR in my presence.
It could happen at any time, though. It could happen at any time. And under the craziest circumstances, we heard some stories people were sharing yesterday.
Really?
I'm not going to divulge because it's not my place.
It's personal.
It's personal things. But man, some of the things that you hear, you're just like, how? When? How old? What?
What?
And what happened? And did they make it? Okay, thank God they did. And did they make it? Oh my goodness, they did.
So they told you stories about CPR where people like lived because of it.
Yeah, people did it. Did it. Yeah.
And it's amazing.
The do's and don'ts and how much CPR can actually increase your percentage of survival under a distressful event.
Really?
The amount of lives that have been saved by somebody performing CPR until 911 can arrive is astronomical, dog. It's crazy.
Whoever texted in, well, otherwise DZ can find another co-host. You know what? Forget you guys.
Yo, chill out. We can get Allie a first aid class.
Oh, somebody said 911 walks you through it anyway. Okay, well, there's my justification then for why I didn't take it.
But if you're a visual person and you need, you know, usually the visual assistance or backing to help.
I do.
Or the memory of having done this one other time at least before.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't in your teen years.
And somebody said, if you can't think of your coworker, think of your kids, hashtag jerk. I did. Listen, this is everyone in,
it's not
in
just
my
about
presence.
Me.
It is my kids too. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's bad enough that I didn't take the free CPR training at work to save DZ's life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all around, I'm a hot mess.
Overall, say we're at Young Gravy.
Everybody's saying
with listeners.
Jerk.
And somebody starts.
Thank God you took the class.
I could give somebody the Heimlich. If they fall out, I could literally give somebody compressions, breaths, and everything. You want to know why I can give somebody breaths?
Why?
Allie, or should I say Allison?
Ooh, use my government name, you guys. I am in trouble. Ooh.
It's because I've got one of these handy dandy little filtered protective face masks that I could portably carry with me anywhere to give somebody CPR and give them breaths without our lips touching.
So you really can save my life.
It's one of them little pocket disposable masks, and I don't got to kiss you.
Let me see. If I was dying, Aaron would approve it one time.
If you need air in your lungs, I could save your life safely. No, but it's for like body
this
fluids.
Is cool.
Think about it. Not to get like morbid, but when somebody passes out, has an incident, they could vomit. They could have blood coming out of their mouth.
Gross,
so it's for like more bodily fluids, blood pathborne, airborne pathogens, all that
do
nonsense.
Do EMS use those now? They must.
They use more elaborate things. They use the actual masks, the plastic pop-up things like what we got in the AED machine, which you didn't learn about because you weren't at the class.
I don't even know what an AED machine is.
The defibrillators?
Everybody's calling me a jerk, and then after that they're saying DZ, RIP.
Hey, chill out. Hey, y'all better knock on some wood and persinarse, y'all. Don't play with me, man.
Don't play with me either. I love working with DZ. Don't play with me either.
I'm gonna need my blessings. Man. Y'all better say, never mind JK, take it back, protect him and his family forever and always.
Thank you.
I'm in.
Somebody said, if a super hot guy needs CPR, how mad are you going to be that DZ gets to do it and not you?
Because Allie's going to be like, wait, I got it. I'm going to be like, no, Allie, you don't. Step back.
Oh, my gosh.
I will kiss McDreamy. I mean save McDreamy.
I
mean
save.
I
know what you meant. Okay, this is not going well for me. Normally, the listeners have my back, but I'm not going to lie. I really am the jerk probably in this scenario. Am I the jerk for not taking the free CPR class at work with everybody else? DZ took it so he can save my life. Problem is, I can't save his. And we're the only ones in this studio, like all the time, basically.
Tisk, tisk. If I were to fall out right now, you'd have to run out of this room and go find somebody that can actually help.
And then I'd hate myself forever because I didn't know CPR.
Do I get to answer or do I not, since I'm part of the subject?
Sorry, yes, you answer.
I was going to say, like, I'm cool with being just completely omnipotent in this and then just backing myself out.
Well, why don't you say if I'm a jerk after the listeners go?
All right.
I don't want you persuading them.
How about that?
I want to know how you truly feel.
I like that.
And you can tell me I'm the jerk after. Okay. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for not taking the CPR class yesterday?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm leaving for vacation today because...
Dang.
I'm getting railed on the texts.
Pause. Dang.
I mean, I need a couple days off after this show, let me tell you.
Double pause. Dang.
So yesterday, I did not take the CPR class they offered at work. And then I realized that if anything happens to DZ, I'm in trouble. He took it, so he can save my life. So am I the jerk for not taking it? Go to Sarah, one of our regulars in Hartford. We'll start with her.
So live your life.
Hey. All right. Sarah.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Allie, I'm sorry. I don't have your back this time.
You don't have to. I can hold my own. Just keep it real with me. Go ahead. Tell me I'm a jerk.
I work in healthcare. I'm a nurse, so I have to take that class every couple of years to keep it current.
Well, I hope so. That's good.
It's a good class to take because it's not just CPR that you're learning.
Right.
So you are learning... You know, there's so many different aspects to it and ages. So you're not just learning adults. You're learning children. You're learning babies. You're learning all sorts of stuff. And they offer that to you for free. All I can say is that I don't even want to speak it into existence, but let's just hope nothing ever happens where you need to use those skills on a child or a baby, like DZ's kids, if you're ever babysitting, or DZ. Especially if the two of you are the only ones in the studio.
That's true.
And I mean, and it happens often where, yeah, people are gone and it is just me and Allie in here by myself, right?
I get it. I'm a jerk.
She's got the professional experience. I mean, she's a nurse. Yeah. You can't deny that.
Hold on. Yes, go on.
No, I was going to say, you can sign up for those classes without needing it being offered for free. Yes, you got to pay for it, but it's available.
The only person backing me up on text right now, you're never going to believe who it is.
Who?
Guess who?
Who?
Your wife.
What?
She wrote in and said, not the jerk. The class is optional for a reason. DZ's
it
wife.
Is.
And I looked at
it. I agree.
Aaron said, I agree. You're fine.
Chick, man.
I agree with Aaron that it's optional. However, that's kind of shifty.
Thank you.
I knew Aaron would have my back.
Appreciate you, Sarah. At least somebody got my back.
Sarah says I'm the jerk.
Jerk kicks it off.
Thank you, Sarah.
Right.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Somebody said, hey, you could do CPR training at the airport later, Allie. Most airports have CPR dummies.
No, they don't. Do they really?
Somebody said, that is an adult choice that you get to make, and you're not the jerk for it. Okay.
Nobody's making you, and nobody had to make you take it, right?
I do agree that, God forbid anything happened, I would be, you know... It would never. It's like one of those moments where I don't even want to put it into existence.
Exactly. You don't even want to verbalize it like that.
Screw it. Gus is in West Dallas. Okay, let's just go to him. Hi,
morning, Gus.
Gus
the bus.
Hey.
Dude, what up, man?
Gus, am I the jerk for not taking the CPR class at work?
Yeah. Sorry, Allie. You're going to be the jerk on this one.
That's fine.
But I don't think you're the jerk to DZ. I think you're being a jerk to yourself.
Oh.
For not having taken the course in so long.
Spin on it.
You know, you said if you took it when you were 12 or 14 or whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You should really take a refresher and catch up on that.
You're right, because
just
I
like
don't
what
remember
Sarah
anything.
Said, you should really, you know, even if you didn't take the free one or whatnot, there are so many courses available, and it's such a useful thing to have you really should.
And I will
catch up on that.
In agreeing with my guy Gus, our trainer Jeremy from shout out to them Titan CPR
Princeton Club. I thought you were talking about my trainer Jay.
Our trainer was named Jeremy, the CPR trainer. Not my gym trainer at the Princeton Club.
That's even funnier.
Easy confusion to make though, because they're both named Jeremy. Trainer that came from Titan CPR yesterday, his name was Jeremy.
Yeah,
and even he said it changes. Every so often, and things get updated every few years.
OCPR.
Granted, things haven't changed all that much in the last few years. It has changed in, let's say, the last 10. The practices, the protocols. Sure, we could all think of how to do CPR, locking your arms out, what to do. But he gave us a little tips and tricks that'll help us do CPR longer, better. You know, what the little things that you don't really think about when you're in that moment that you should lock in.
But you know what Gus said that I love about this? It's not about anybody else.
No.
It's about bettering myself and being able to help people if I need to help people, and the fact that I won't be able to help people now, and it's going to make me crazy because you know me. You know I like to be in charge and running things and control freak. So all of a sudden it's going to happen. I'm going to know nothing and feel helpless, and I'm going to go crazy.
Yep.
And I'm going to be mad at my own self.
And I don't like that. That's why I took the course. I mean, I really was doing it selfishly, but it was so that I could be prepared in a number of situations. Having had taken the classes, I knew what to expect, right? We did the baby infant classes with Sammy three years ago when he was born because he was premature.
So
we had to take those classes. It was crazy. I appreciated every bit of it. And appreciate Gus, too, because he made some good points. This is about you, not me.
Well, thank you, Gus. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Ciao.
Ciao. He said ciao.
I love it. Not the jerk. You don't work in a daycare. If you worked in healthcare or a daycare, it would be mandatory. Other than that, it's up to you. Again, it is up to me and it is optional. I do agree with your wife. That's why I didn't take it.
Right.
However, that being said, yes, we all talk about, but if something happens.
And I'm not.
But I've also
gone
45 years without it. But I don't want to jinx myself because, oh my gosh.
Who knows what's on the 46th year, right? You know what I'm saying? We all never know, right?
It freaked me out. Oh my God. Now I want to take it. Now I want to go take it right now. Michelle's in Menominee Falls. Last but not least, are you actually going to say I'm not the jerk, or are you going to agree with everyone else?
Talk to us, Michelle. Good morning.
Sorry, Allie. You're definitely the jerk on this one. I hate to disagree. You know, I hate to call you a jerk, but
it's fine.
Yeah, this is something that's super important, and I actually had a real life situation actually last night. So it hits very close to home where my baby boy started choking. He's learning how to eat food and solids.
Yeah.
And I thought back to that. I hadn't taken anything since a babysitting course back when I was, 12, 13, something like that. And I immediately jumped into action and did it, and everything was fine. And it felt like you know, 10 minutes, but in reality, it was probably 10 seconds.
If that.
But your heart stops, you know, in that moment.
Yep.
And it's just a good life skill to have, not only to help, you know, someone that you're close to, but even a stranger.
You're right. I don't disagree. I mean, you guys, I know people feel bad saying I'm the jerk. You shouldn't. I was the jerk here. I get it, you know?
Now, Michelle, I do got a question for Michelle.
Yeah.
Had this having happened last night, it's
scary.
Obviously very traumatic, scary, whether it goes long term or not, right? Are you going to sign up for a CPR class now yourself to refresh?
Oh.
Yes.
You know, that we should ask everybody calling in. Are you going to take
CPR? Are you
going
to do it?
All
right.
These people,
are you certified?
This is actually a fair point. Everyone that texted in, I hope to God they're all going to take an updated CPR class and you call me the jerk. Because you know what? Now I'm spinning it back. I'm going, hold on. And all you judgers better be CPR trained right now, okay?
And it's not about flipping the finger back and pointing at somebody else. It's about the, like, if you're going to say yes to jerk, then we should all realistically be CPR certified.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we all have to have that standard.
Or more people would be saying not the jerk.
And we don't. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
as soon as my husband got home last night, I told him, I was like, I need to do this, or we need to do this.
ASAP.
You know. ASAP.
Well, when they come back, I'll take the CPR course. My bad. In fact, I'll go take one and I'll pay for it now. Just out of guilt from all you guys. Thank you.
Michelle, we appreciate you.
Bye.
Yes, thanks, guys. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, your wife, Erin, she's a solid friend. Someone had to say Allie's not the jerk.
She's the homie.
She's the homie.
Why you think she's my best friend, bro? Holds me down.
She's my best friend
now. I was going to say, she didn't hold me down at all. Bruh. Hey, but
what's up?
I ain't gonna lie. Can I answer now?
Yes. Do you think I'm the jerk for not taking the CPR class with you yesterday?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
And I'll explain myself real briefly because we are busy. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
One, you've got a lot of things going on right now. As far as what you had on your day, what you had to do, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
We only got one time offered to take it. It's not like there was a two days.
It was like, you have to be here yesterday at this time to take it.
Or that was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally believe that you not being CPR certified is going to inhibit you from actually being able to help me in a situation.
Thank you.
Bad CPR is better than no CPR.
Ah, well, then I take that back.
Hold on, right? It's all going to be traumatic. But I'd rather you try something than do nothing.
Mm.
And you having already taken CPR leads me to believe, like Michelle, if something were to happen, even though you haven't taken these courses in a minute, you're going to be able to jump into action.
And have some kind of awareness.
Some awareness.
Yeah.
Some, you call 911. You go do this. Get the AED.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start the Heimlich. And then I'm going to start compressions if I fade out, right? Like, you're going to be able to still spring into action. Mm-hmm. Are you certified? No.
No.
Is it active? No.
No.
Do I have confidence that you're going to put my life into your hands and take care of me like I'd take care of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's why I'm saying not the jerk. Because even though you didn't take the course, optional, like my wife said, you had other things. You had other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you could split it and be like, well, I'm going to stay here and make my day worse. No.
That's true.
Bro, you did what you needed to do. I did
so
what
okay
I wanted to
it?
Do. I'm 100% okay with it. And there's five other people now that are CPR certified, so you can do a couple compressions and then go get somebody that knows what they're doing, dang it.
Well, now I'm getting the text that I'm deflecting because it was free for me, and that's why it's not a fair deflection. It's like, well, it's nice to deflect and say, oh, everyone should sign up. Allie was the one given the opportunity for free. Let's remember that. We do remember that, but if you're going to call me a jerk, then go take CPR.
Yeah.
That's
in
fairness.
And there's free courses.
Otherwise, you're a hypocrite, right?
There's free courses offered all over all the time.
You
could look up where to go for that free course.
I'm just saying I'm the jerk, but so are you if you don't know it either. That's all I'm saying, and you're going to call me a jerk.
I'll say
this. Let's all get on the same page here then.
And I agree. We need to be on the same page. But I'll say this, and you could take this how you want.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody.
What?
Good Samaritan laws do not only protect people that have CPR certifications, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good Samaritan law will protect you if you act in good faith to help somebody without malicious intent.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're worried about, oh, well, then somebody's going to sue me, or you're worried about, oh, the outcome of the situation, I'd rather you try to help than do nothing at all.
Oh, see, I wouldn't even go there in my mind. I wouldn't even go to they're going to sue me. I would just go to how do I help and let's get them help.
Yeah. No.
I guess.
What I'm like, people's fears always drive them to do different stuff.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
You know
what I'm saying?
Don't let that stop me from helping somebody. That would never know.
And I follow up to say,
yeah.
So even if you don't want to pay for a CPR course, practice on a pillow with a t-shirt on it. Practice if you're looking to do baby CPR with a bag of flour with a t-shirt on it. These are all tips that we got at our CPR course. So
that's
I'm giving
cool.
you a crash
that's
course
good.
Right now.
I'll take them all.
And then YouTube a video.
Oh, yeah.
Spotify CPR song playlist. Eye of the Tiger. Spice Girls Wannabe. I Like You, Post. All of these songs are 120 beats per minute.
Oh, which I was like, why are we picking these songs?
It's to keep the rhythm of how you should be doing CPR, the press, 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 press.
I see.
And then take yourself a little class at home by yourself, grab your family, hop on YouTube and do that. I'd rather you do that than to say, well, I'm not paying for a course, I'm not going to get CPR certified.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that, yeah.
But no, not you, just in general.
In general. Oh, so you're saying people at home as well could do the same thing.
This was a PSA for everybody.
You don't need the money, yeah.
You don't need to pay for the course, you should. But you don't need
to. And think how many of us know somebody in healthcare.
Yep.
Ask your friend in healthcare. That's my other thing. I'm like, I could just ask. I have four nurse friends, two doctors. Like, there's people I could ask.
That's facts. That is facts.
That could teach me if I really want to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'm the jerk, and I'll take it.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.